my book, Seduction of the Saints, Staying Pure in a World of Deception. Seduction of the Saints, Staying Pure in a World of Deception. Your gift of $18 or more to Save America Ministries will put this heart-challenging, heart-rending book in your hands. I tell you, it's fascinating to read it. You don't want to miss out. The Nature of Seduction, The Truth About Deception, Gateways to Deception, False Gospels for Synthetic Times, Seducing Spirits and Doctrines, those are just the main categories. $18. Call us 1-800-SAVE-USA. Get on our website, saveus.org. And can I urge you to become a partner? Send your gifts by faith to Save America Ministries. P.O. Box 70879, Richmond, Virginia 23255. God bless you. Be a blessing. And pray for the future of our country.
You've been listening to Viewpoint with Chuck Crismier. Viewpoint is supported by the faithful gifts of our listeners. Let me urge you to become a partner with Chuck as a voice to the church declaring vision for the nation. Join us again next time on Viewpoint as we confront the issues of America's heart and home.
Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at and that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for the survival of Christian civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that will determine what the future will bring. And I have to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views, and well, for the next half hour or as long as we can keep him on the program, the views of Tom Reed, who is studying with the American Christian Network, and we're going to be talking about all the wonderful electronic means we have of disseminating information today. You know, when I first got started doing talk radio, why we were just beginning to get the internet, we did have satellite, that means of communication, but so many things have changed in that interim in the last 20 years, and now certainly people can listen to our programs on the telephone and the iPad and the iPhone. And, well, I'm going to let Tommy tell you about it. Hi, Tom. How are we doing?
Well, Dr. Stan, what a great pleasure to be on the program with you this evening. To tantalize our audience a little bit, what I am going to do this evening is present an idea that could increase your listenership by hundreds of thousands of people across the country and across the world. And maybe after our first break in a few minutes, I'll go into the details of what I put together and the very simple plan about how this could work.
All right. Well, I'm very anxious to know about it because I think the important thing, as you know, I'm totally dedicated to getting the information out. And I know that you are as well. And you've certainly been a wonderful help to Radio Liberty. So basically, why don't you just get started? We've got about 3 minutes before we go to the first break. What basically do we have today that we did not have years ago? And how can we actually get people to begin using these alternative means of getting communication, getting information?
Well, that is exactly the key, Dr. Stan. You see, for any Christian broadcast, it is economically impossible to buy radio time on radio stations in, say, even the top 50 markets, much less the top 200 markets in the United States, or to reach 90 to 100% of the population in the United States. It would just be an astronomical cost. But today, as you touched on, with the type of technology we have, we can do it. We can reach everyone in the United States, around the world, actually, and really at no additional cost. And I have a plan. And if our listeners are dedicated and will follow through, it's a very easy plan, and the multiples of it are absolutely amazing. For instance, let's assume tonight, Dr. Stan, that we have about 5,000 listeners on all of the over-the-air radio stations that you're heard on. Just, I'm picking a figure out of the air. All right, each of those 5,000 listeners to us this evening have, and I'm going to use very conservative numbers. You know, you and I are conservative. So let's say that each of our 5,000 listeners have 10 friends on their email list. And after the break, I'll share exactly how this multiplies and then how we'll actually make it work.
All right, that's what we're going to do. But ladies and gentlemen, you have to understand that, I mean, most people now do have a laptop computer. Most people do have an iPhone. Most people have a cell phone. There are all sorts of contraptions out there that people carry with them all the time. But the amazing thing is that through the miracle of electronics, you can actually hear Radio Liberty on all of these. And that's why I asked Tom to come on this evening. We're going to be back here in just a moment as soon as the break is over. And we're going to ask him to go into detail. And you can get involved. You can actually have an impact, but you've got to commit yourself to help us. We'll be back in a moment.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at a reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden, all heirloom, and all ready for you to create that special necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 808-982-7782 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 808-982-7782 right now and order seed for this year's garden. It's fast and easy. There's quick shipping, too. That's 808-982-7782.
And the winner of fallback pricing is you. The results are in from Freeze Dry Guy's You Be the Boss, Tell Us What You Want Us to Put on Sale campaign. After getting phone calls, emails, blog, and Facebook comments, nominating your favorite freeze-dried foods and dehydrated foods, you the people, you the bosses have spoken. We the staff at Freeze Dry Guy have listened, as we've done since 1970. So now, one item and one entire line of food are on special sale until the end of October. The entire line of popular non-GMO and gluten-free foods are 20% off. The Family First Responders Kit, loaded with delicious freeze-dried foods like hearty beef stew, lasagna, and mouth-watering strawberries, is roughly 30% off. Go to freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com to order or call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, and make your own deal. Thank you, boss.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here. Our guest this evening is Tom Reed, and we're going to be talking about what you out there in the audience can do. Now, basically, we are a nation of good people as a whole. I mean, we have the most wonderful people in the world, and the vast majority of our people are moral, and they want to do something right. There is an organized effort, a very small group of very evil and wicked people. I call them the Brotherhood of Darkness, and these are people who are indeed wicked. Unfortunately, they control the media. They control our banks. They control our major corporations. They're the people planted within the military, within the educational system, within our churches, and they largely control the leadership of both political parties. They control our nation. And they're organized, they're dedicated, their goal is a one-world government, the destruction of individual freedom, creating a one-world monetary system by destroying the existing monetary system and impoverishing our people, and lastly, destroying Christianity, because what motivates these people is an intense hatred of God. But we're the majority. And so why are we losing? Well, because they're organized and we're not. And basically because most people don't understand what's going on. And when they first start listening to our programs, they assure that we're crazy. Usually it doesn't take them very long before they're afraid we're not. And we have an awful lot of loyal listeners out across America who listen, not only simply here in the United States, but all across the world. But how then can we begin to have extend our influence? And so, Tom, with that as the background, you pick up and express your thoughts.
Good, Dr. Stan. Following through just briefly on the numbers, if we had 5,000 people listening tonight, each of those had 10 friends on their email list. That's reaching 50,000 people with an email that I'm going to tell you about in just a moment. Let's assume those 50,000 have 10 friends on their email list, and many people have hundreds on their email list, but we're going to be conservative. We're just going to say they have 10, and they forward the email to 10 of their friends. We now have reached, with this information that I'm going to explain, 500,000 people. Now, let's assume, again, conservatively, that half of those 500,000 people, and you can carry out the math much further than that, but let's assume, just for these figures that are easy to work with, that only half say, oh, I really don't care. I think everything's fine in the country. I don't care. But half say, oh, I want to hear what Dr. Stan's guests have to say. Well, that's 250,000 people reached. Now, Dr. Stan is right. We have technology today, and I've got to explain a little bit because the ACN radio network is at the heart of what I'm proposing and sharing. Dr. Stan is heard 3 times a day on the ACN radio network, 4 p.m., 8 p.m., and 9 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Now, the ACN Radio Network, it stands for the American Christian Network, has 6 powerful over-the-air Christian stations that serve eastern Washington State, northern Idaho, and northeastern Oregon, about 2.5 million people. But here's the key. ACN was one of the very early streamers. That is, to put the network audio onto the internet. Now, that audio comes directly from the network master control. And the ACN network master control receives Dr. Stan's program directly from satellite live, so that the quality is almost like you're sitting in Dr. Stan's studio. Now, the problem is when we talk about streaming over the internet, over your computer. We talk about downloading a free app on your iPhone to listen on your iPhone or your iPad or being able to listen on any regular telephone. People say, well, I don't understand all this stuff. How do you do it? And the thing that I've come to conclusion, Dr. Stan, dealing with a lot of ACN listeners outside of the coverage of our 3-state area for our over-the-air stations, is to put this into a simple form. And then people say, well, now, wait a minute. I want to share this with, gee, my brother-in-law lives in Florida. He would love to know about how to do this. Or we have children that live in Montana, and your stations don't cover that area. So how do I tell them about how they listen on their computer and their cell phone and their iPad and so forth? So I said, we have to make this simple. We have some people who are very, very up to date on this technology, and they understand like that. But we have other people that say, whoa, you lost me. You're over my head already. So here is what we have put together. There is only one thing you need to write down tonight, and that's an email address. And that email address is info, I-N-F-O, at A-C-N, N like Nancy, dot C-C. Now, you send, say, over the weekend an email and just reference Dr. Stan. That's all you have to do. I listen to Dr. Stan.
No, no, Tom, is there an ACN dot CC or is it ACN CC?
No, it's ACN dot
CC. Okay, that's
right.
What I
and it's not dot com, it's dot CC.
Okay, so it's info at ACN dot CC.
Right.
Info at ACN dot CC. Go ahead.
Right. Now, when we get that email, here's what we're going to send back to you. We are working, and we'll have it ready by this weekend, an email prepared that basically will have all of the information and links of how you can listen on your computer, how you bring down the free apps for your cell phones, and how you listen over any regular telephone. All of that information will be in an email, and it will be set up in such a way that you can forward it to your friends. So you can add a little personal comment. In fact, the email is going to start something like, Dr. Stan Monteith is on the air, 4 p.m., 8 p.m., 9 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. We listen to him, has wonderful guests and information, and I want to share with you how you can listen, and then it'll go into the details. So all you really have to do when you get that email from us is click forward, not reply, click forward on your computer in your email section, and then fill in the names of your friends, hopefully at least 10. And then at the bottom of this email, it'll say, please send this email, and you have our permission, to your entire email list. And that's how the numbers that Dr. Stan and I talked about at the beginning of the program come into play. And we have part of what the email will have are direct links. So all they have to do in the email is click on that link. And for instance, it will take them to a very short video. And the video will show them on a computer screen exactly what you do to listen on your computer to Dr. Stan at 4, 8, or 9 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. And so anyone that can use a computer can follow that, can see exactly what to do, and can do it. Now, the other advantage of this little concept that I've come up with is people do often have questions, particularly when we get into the cell phone area and the free apps, because there are a lot of different cell phones, and everyone doesn't have an iPhone. iPhone and iPads are absolutely the best. Every app for an Apple works because it's been totally tested. With the Android operating system cell phones, it sort of depends on the manufacturer of the phone. Some work with some apps, some don't. Now, the reason for you forwarding this email on is if any of your friends that you forward this to have a problem, they can email us, and we have some pretty sharp IT internet type people who will help them. I mean, if need be, we'll call them on the phone and say, okay, tell us what's on your screen, and we're going to walk you through this. And I think that's going to take away the fear, Dr. Stan. It's going to take away the mystery. And if we have even 50% of dedicated listeners who will do this, the possible results are astounding.
They really are. If you're out there in the listening audience, you have a question or comment, why, give us a call at 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. I had no idea what Tom was going to say this evening, but I think it's a great idea, and it can be done if you care enough. And remember, ladies and gentlemen, freedom once lost will never be regained. We are just at the very brink of losing our freedom. The economy is on the fringe of collapse. But right now, we can still reach the people. We can just charge the people who are behind what's going on with subversion and have them tried for their crimes, because people do kill people. They do hire assassins. We actually have interviews with the professional assassins, our 4-tape set or 4-CD set on assassins. But these people are not playing games. But we must be involved, and we are the majority. Are you out there in the listening audience and listening to this? Here's something you can do, and Tom is taking on a tremendous responsibility. He's going to make have people available, if there's questions, to answer the calls. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. Go right ahead, Tom.
Now, Dr. Stan, you're absolutely right. You mentioned earlier about the liberals being organized, and Obama's election was a good example of that. You're absolutely right. The anti-God liberals in this country are organized. They are knowledgeable. They are dedicated. They're more dedicated than we are. And they are using the type of internet and electronic concepts which we have available today, where we as conservative Christians are not. And
that's what I
want to change.
1-888-24-LIBERTY.
Cancer was a rare disease 100 years ago, but that isn't true today. A recent study reveals 38% of American women and over 42% of American men either have or will develop cancer during their lifetime. And many will die from that disease. Why has the incidence of cancer increased? Well, most people eat processed food. And processed food contains toxic substances, and the vitamin, mineral, and antioxidant content of processed foods is altered during preparation. What can you do? Most diets are deficient in magnesium, iodine, vitamin C, vitamin D3, antioxidants, and other essential nutrients. So Radio Liberty offers the supplements you need to maintain your health. If you'd like a list of our products or a catalog, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. And our website is radioliberty.com.
Americans love pills. America's 40 million seniors will have consumed 1.6 trillion pills during their lifetime, not counting vitamin pills. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Americans are living longer an additional 18 years after they reach age 65. How will senior Americans spend that time? You've got it. Taking more and more pills to treat more and more disease. We need a better approach. How about a pill that promotes health rather than treats disease? That's where a pill I formulated comes in. It's called Longevinix, and it's a well-tested combination of herbs and vitamins proven to trigger genes activated by a limited-calorie diet, even mimicking physical exercise. Longevinix promotes healthy vision, heart pumping, immune response, blood clotting, and even mood. Call 1-866-405-4000 to order today. Healthy aging, Longevinix. Get started before you grow old. Call now, 1-866-405-4000.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Do you enjoy cooking? Would you like to learn the culinary secret that Barbara uses to enhance the flavor of Dr. Stan's food? Who's Barbara? She's Dr. Stan's wife. And what's her secret? She uses the delicious spices produced by Old Westport Spice and Trading Company. After using and enjoying their products for almost 20 years, Dr. Stan and Barbara decided they should offer their favorites to you. If you would like to please your family and enhance the flavor of your food. Call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. I suggest you call today. Once again, the telephone number is 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927.
Hang on there. We'll be back in a moment. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and certainly Tom is simply pointing out that this is the only way we're going to be able to get this information out. Why? Well, it's very simply because you have to understand that most of the major networks, radio networks, are controlled by what I call the Brotherhood, and they're not going to put somebody on like myself. Basically, the last thing they want is for people to get the truth. I will tell you how the system really works. I knew Jim Eason. Probably most of you never heard of Jim, but he was the lead Sunday communicaster in the San Francisco Bay Area on KGO for many years, probably for at least 20 years. And Jim was certainly a good conservative. He loved America, but he knew that if he told the truth, he would lose his job. So he got out as much information as he could, but he would do it very obliquely and very cleverly, and a lot of things he wouldn't touch. And I know this to be true. I was in studio with him one time, and off air, he looked at me and he said, "Stan, if I were to go onto this radio station and say what I really think, they'd fire me tomorrow." And then, of course, the music came. He went on the air behind the microphone, and he said into the microphone, "And if anybody in the station ever told me what to say, I'd quit tomorrow." And he looked over at me and grinned and winked. And that's the way it is. I've been told by people in television, I've been told by people in newspapers, that they cannot put the information out. So, ladies and gentlemen, you have to get involved. And I think Tom is making a phenomenal offer. You need to think about this very seriously. Once again, the email site to go to is info@acn.cc. info@acn.cc. And then, of course, our telephone number, if you'd like to call in, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. Let's go to Dee calling from Post Falls, Idaho. Hi, Dee. How are we doing?
Oh, pretty good. Good night, gentlemen. I just wanted to say at the outset, I'm a huge fan of American Christian Network in general and Radio Liberty in particular. And one of the things that I was wondering about I want to say that I'm unemployed, but I'd like to be contributing. I can't do so at the present. But I was wondering if Tom could give the comparative economics of streaming versus direct broadcast. And I just wanted to comment also that I have numerous friends in the transportation industry, and ultimately, I think it would be wonderful if ACN could go satellite, but I realize the XM radio is extremely expensive. But how does that compare to, like, streaming and direct broadcast?
Well, Dee, thank you very much, and I'm sorry to hear you're unemployed, and if not over the air, but if you want to email me, we would be happy to put in the 810 Club newsletter without mentioning your name, saying what type of a job you're looking for, and see if we can't get our listeners and 810 Club members to be checking around for possible jobs for you. We've done that in the past, and it's been fairly successful. You bring up an interesting point about XM satellite. Now, ACN Network is on a satellite, because that's how our affiliated stations in Yakima and Tri-Cities and Moses Lake and so forth receive the network signal. That's the way all radio and television networks now are beaming from a satellite, and that's how ACN does it. But it's not a type of a satellite that the general public can easily receive. So we looked, frankly, Dee, at trying to lease a channel from XM Satellite. And I think if we had the money, the person that approached us originally said, "Yeah, we'll get you a channel, Tom, for ACN on XM." That was before the two satellite services combined. And it's $1 million a month.
Wow.
Well, after they picked me up off the floor and gave me smelling salts, I mean, there is no way we could economically amortize that. Now, that may have been a little high at the time. It may be less now. But remember, with XM Satellite, you have mostly cars that have receivers. Now, I happen to have a little XM portable receiver that you can use in the home, and sort of depending on whether you can see their satellite well, how well it works. But it is somewhat of a limited, narrow audience, whereas the internet comes into almost everyone's home and business. And that's why I think I'm promoting more of the idea of the streaming over the internet. Dee, does that make sense?
And I think the other thing is, of course, you're talking about iPhone, you're talking about iPad, you're talking certainly about laptop computers, and so many people have those, Dee. And incidentally, if you can't contribute, and I understand a lot of people can't, you can just pray for Radio Liberty for our provision and protection, and I would appreciate that. And I hope one of these days you do get a job. But certainly, we're going to, once again, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY if you're out there. The question, if you have a question or comment, this is an important issue. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Hang on, we'll be back in just a moment.
Hi, this is Joyce Riley, and most of you now know why so many people agree that Miracle 2 soap really is a miracle. Miracle 2 products are now being used by farmers and ranchers to increase their yield. Mechanics and machinists use it in their shops. Chiropractors and physicians are using Miracle 2, and the uses are simply too numerous to mention. Dr. Stan and the folks at Radio Liberty knew right away that the listeners would benefit tremendously by using Miracle 2 products. You can enjoy the benefits of Miracle 2 and help Radio Liberty continue to broadcast Dr. Stan's message by calling 800-544-8927 to order your Miracle 2 today. After you've tried Miracle 2 around the house, you'll probably do just what so many others have done. Get rid of all those toxic cleaners and chemicals under your sink. Call Radio Liberty and order your Miracle 2 today. 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927. Dr. Stan Monteith and so many listeners know that Miracle 2 soap isn't just soap. It's a miracle.
For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at a reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden, all heirloom and all ready for you to create that special necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 808-982-7782 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 808-982-7782 right now and order seed for this year's garden. It's fast and easy. There's quick shipping, too. That's 808-982-7782. Cancer was a rare disease 100 years ago, but that isn't true today. A recent study reveals 38% of American women and over 42% of American men either have or will develop cancer during their lifetime, and many will die from that disease. Why has the incidence of cancer increased? Well, most people eat processed food. And processed food contains toxic substances, and the vitamin, mineral, and antioxidant content of processed foods is altered during preparation. What can you do? Most diets are deficient in magnesium, iodine, vitamin C, vitamin D3, antioxidants, and other essential nutrients. So Radio Liberty offers the supplements you need to maintain your health. If you'd like a list of our products or a catalog, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. And our website is radioliberty.com.
Stan, our guest is Tom Reed. We're talking about how you can help us get this information to almost every concerned citizen and patriot in America using the miracle of iPhone and iPad and laptop computers. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. We have Dee calling from Post Falls, Idaho. Certainly has been working, certainly, and certainly delivery trucking. tracking, things of that sort. And, of course, he was suggesting that they get the X satellite that could be heard in cars. But Tom was simply pointing out that if you have an iPhone or an iPad, why, you can put that into your car, and basically you can either certainly get a set of earphones and plug it into your iPhone and iPad, and when you're driving in your car or in your truck, why, you can listen to it. Or certainly many cars will actually have a situation where you can take a wire and run it certainly from the iPhone and iPad into the telephone, into the radio, into the system and the car, and you can actually use the car radio as a vehicle. But certainly very, very convenient is actually just to have a set of earphones or some sort of an amplifier and listen to the iPhone and iPad. Every place you go, it can be done. It's very simple to do. And most people today do have a cell phone, iPad, iPhone, or laptop computer. Anything else you want to say, Dee, before we let you go?
Well, I actually have none of the above digital devices, but it does call to mind a strategy that I use for deep fringe reception. And when I can't get AM into a metal building, I often use the little transmitters. You can get them at most department stores. And you can actually take an AM signal, which is only receivable in a yard, for example, and you can pump it into a metal building using an FM. And that's a nice little trick there, too. It's somewhat along the lines of what Tom's doing there in his car.
Well, I think it's important that people all across America start listening. And basically, there's a lot of good programs out there. There's a lot of programs of disinformation on the radio. They're put up by the people on the other side to confuse you, or they'll only tell part of the story, or they'll tell a lot of truth, and then they'll throw in certain things that just aren't true. And if you utilize them, well, you're discredited. Hey, thanks very much for calling, Dee.
My prayers go with you, gentlemen. Good night.
Good night. And again, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And I think Tom has a great idea, and he would give you, everyone in this listening audience, an opportunity to become involved. And what you do, of course, is you simply would go ahead and email info, that is I-N-F-O, at ACN.cc. That's ACN, the American Christian Network.cc. And basically, you'll get back information on how you can begin listening. You'll also get back information on certainly how you can, certainly on an email that you can send to your friends. So you won't have to compose anything. All you have to do is send it to your email list. It looks to me like you're doing most of the work for Tom, for people, Tom.
Well, Dr. Stan, I have found you have to, because this does get a little complicated, and a lot of people are not that sophisticated. I mean, you know, I had to learn from the ground floor up. I didn't take any schooling, and it is complicated. And the other thing that confuses people is where they have to jump around. And what we're trying to do at ACN, since we operate 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. We, of course, have Radio Liberty on at 4 p.m., 8 p.m., and 9 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. But we also have a lot of other outstanding programs. And Joyce Riley is on your program from time to time. Our secondary network called LBS, which stands for the Liberty Broadcasting System, is basically a internet network with a key AM station in Spokane as the flagship. And, for instance, Joyce Riley is on that streaming 3 hours a day, 10 a.m., 6 p.m., and 7 p.m. So at one place, you will find, and particularly between both our LBS and our ACN streaming, and we'll explain how to listen to both in this email we'll be sending you, that you're going to get a lot of very outstanding programs in one location. And that, Dr. Stan, people have told me, well, I got to go here for this program, and I got to go over there if I want to listen to that. But I don't understand all that, and so they do nothing. And this, what we're trying to do is sort of combine it. You have one place to go. You know how to go there. You know that Dr. Stan will be on at 4, 8, and 9. And, you know, others that you like will be on at their specific times. All one place to go.
And I think it's wonderful. And of course, Joyce does a wonderful, wonderful job. She's a dedicated patriot, and her information is so vitally important. And so I'm just so pleased that she is there with you on a regular basis. We've got Dave calling from Central New York. Again, our number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. Are you out there? Would you like to do something? Do you say, oh, well, there's nothing I can do? Yes, ladies and gentlemen, there's a great deal you can do. But we've got to do it now. We're running out of time. We're heading towards a financial collapse. We're heading towards a war in the Middle East. We're heading towards certainly a civil unrest in this country. And if you wait till these things happen, it'll be too late. But it's not too late today. Get started and get hold of Tom. Send him that email at info@acn.cc. And Dave from Central New York, do you have a question or comment?
Yes, Dr. Stan. I heard you mention something about playing it through the radio. I'm not sure. Cut me short if you want. I know 4, 5, 6 years ago, I bought a thing from Radio Shack I keep in the car, and I record some things on a little digital handheld recorder, and it has a place where you can just get a cord and this little thing you buy, and you plug it into the cigarette lighter and plug it into your little digital recorder. And you can play back things through your car radio. There's several FM frequencies you tune it to, and so you can play anything back through that. The other thing is, I was wondering, for a person that doesn't do computers like myself, is there something we could receive somehow that would give the instructions, we could have printed out on paper and send it out to our friends?
Yes. Very good point. Maybe...
So, Dave, do you have a telephone? Do you have an iPhone? Do you have an iPad?
Just a cell phone I'm talking about.
You have a cell phone? Well, some cell phones, they can pick it up, on, can't they, Tom?
Yeah, do you have what they call a smartphone, Dave, that that you can connect to the Internet on your cell phone?
Well, this is a very expensive phone, $30 from Radio Shack, so it doesn't have much on it, I don't think.
So, well, now, do you get email on your cell phone?
No, I don't know how to, and I don't know if it has that ability. To
it may not.
Check, but I don't do that.
Yeah, it may not be a smartphone. Dave, there is an answer for you, and it'll be, if you want to email us tonight or tomorrow at info@acn.cc, one of the things that we will explain in this email is that ACN is being streamed over the telephone. Now, when I first started looking into this, I thought, now, come on, over a telephone? You know, how good is that going to sound? I mean, how many people are going to listen to Dr. Stan for an hour over a telephone? And then there were two things that I realized. Most long distance today is a set fee. It's not like the old days where every minute, you know, you had to pay for long distance. It's a flat fee today, and so people are not concerned about long distance. We have, and we will give the telephone number. It's a Florida telephone number. It's not some foreign country deal at all. And when you dial that number, eventually it'll have my voice welcoming you, but right now it's a female voice that comes on and says, radio. Press 1 to 10 or 1 to 9, I think. You press 1, and within about a second, you'll hear ACN. And I'm amazed how clear it is. And I have tried it on a speakerphone, because a lot of people have speakerphones, certainly in offices. And so you do that on a speakerphone, and I'm amazed how good it sounds. Then you press 2 on your telephone, and that brings in our LBS network. And I'm finding that people that, like yourself, that may not have a smartphone that has an internet connection built in, or basically a data card from the Verizon or AT&T, and they don't have a computer, they don't have an iPad, so forth, they can still listen over the phone. And I do... make sure they understand that depending on where they are, there could be a long distance charge. So be sure that if you use that service of ours, that you use it on a phone that has a flat fee. You know, like a lot of people now have a telephone which comes from their local cable company. Well, that's all flat. You know, and even out in our part of the country, CenturyLink phone company, I think Verizon, most all of their long distance plans are flat. So you can use it all you want, and it is one low fee. I think out here it's about $25 a month, and you can call as much long distance as you want. So the long distance isn't the consideration that it was anymore. But I frankly have done that myself, where I have been in some location where I either wasn't getting good cell phone data reception, or wasn't, you know, near an internet or computer or something. And on a phone, I just dialed that, and because there's something I wanted to listen to on ACN. And I had a person, Dr. Stan and Dave, that after we first announced that, he emailed me and he said, I thought you might be sort of kidding about this, so I tried it. And he said, you know, it really works.
And basically, Dave, we have this unique opportunity now to reach people suddenly with just even a regular telephone. This is the most amazing technology. We need to utilize it. Certainly, you may very well have to get an unlimited telephone at a time. But if you there's any way you can do that, and you know that you actually have some smartphones now. I think they're about $99, and they really are just like a little computer. It's amazing technology. So it's important you have the information and we get other people getting the information while we can still get the truth out. Anything else, Dave, before we let you go?
Yes, what is that number?
Dave, yeah. Dave, it'll be on the reply internet. I don't have it. Wait a minute.
Okay,
I wasn't planning to give it out on the air tonight. I was planning to put everything into the email response that we sent back. But since you asked, go ahead and try this after Dr. Stan is off the air. Don't leave us. It's area code 484-718-0161. And I'll read that again, because most people say that we give out information on the air too fast and they can't write it down. It's 484 is the area code. The number is 718-0161. And as I say, a female voice right now comes on and says, radio, press 1 through 9, and you press 1 on your phone for ACN. And then if you want to switch to LBS, you press *2, and that'll switch you over to LBS. If you want to go back to ACN, you press *1.
And what are we going to hear on there? How many programs or dishes?
You're going to hear everything. You're going to hear that feed. Actually, I'll tell you how it works, Dave, because you seem to have an appreciation for things technical. That particular company that does that for us in Florida, they are actually receiving our live stream. And our live stream is a very expensive stream. You can stream audio, and I won't get too technical here, on the internet at different algorithms. And some audio on the internet sounds terrible. It's not the internet's fault. It's that they are encoding the audio into a computer at a very low bit rate. Well, we paid the money and we said, no, if we're going to do this, we want it to sound good. And I'll tell you another little secret, Dave, don't tell anyone, but all of our on-the-air affiliates, over-the-air affiliates, that take basically our ACN network programming from their satellite receiver. If something happens to that satellite receiver, like we had a little snow at Spokane tonight, if you get too much snow on your satellite dish, you lose the signal. So what our affiliate stations do, they go to their computer and they put on their air, over-the-air station, our streaming signal. It's that good.
So basically, Dave, the electronics of today is just amazing. And you may want to think about getting a smartphone, and suddenly you can get our programs. You can get Joyce on the. Then, of course, you go to our website,
MelodyCedarstrom.
Go ahead.
I was just saying, Melody Cederstrom.
Melody Cederstrom.
She's on LBS every day from 2 to 3.
So basically, there's all sorts of exciting things there for you. Anything else, Dave, you'd like to say before we let you go?
Well, the weekend's coming up, so next week I'll make sure you guys get a raise at your paycheck.
God bless. Thanks very much. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-2295. Ladies and gentlemen, this is an exciting thing. Tom's certainly doing this because he believes in what we're doing. This is certainly not a commercial venture. This is an effort to get the information out across America, but we can't do it without you. I mean, certainly, I have to depend upon you to tell others about our program, and that is how our audience grows. And suddenly, we also refer people to our friends, Joyce Riley, suddenly Alex Jones, Melody Cederstrom. There's so many people out there that are doing what we are doing, getting out information, but you have to help us reach the others. And basically, there's so many good people out there, but of course, they've been lied to for so long, it takes them a while to begin to see what the truth. They honestly believe the media is telling them the truth. They believe what they see on television. They believe what they hear on most radio. That is not dependable. This is actually being put out to control their minds. For as Edward Bernays said in his book On Propaganda, he wrote this back in the 1920s. He said, our minds are molded, our taste forms, our ideas suggested, largely by men we have never heard of. This is a book, Propaganda, by Edward Bernays. You can get it, I believe, on the internet. But he actually says, our minds are molded, our taste forms, our ideas suggested, largely by men we have never heard of. You've got to be able to begin thinking independently. You've got to be able to begin to discern truth. You've got to understand that we're being manipulated into a war, or we're being manipulated into a war in the Middle East, or we're being simply manipulated into a financial collapse, or we're being manipulated into a dictatorship. Everything is in place. You really care. Are you going to join us in this epic struggle for the survival of Christian civilization and the survival of America? Our telephone number, if you'd like to give us a call, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 464-2295, and we'll be back in a moment to wrap up the program.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Have you noticed that America is changing? Our nation is changing because public education is systematically destroying our faith in God and country. They have succeeded. What can you do? If you love your children, take them out of public school and consider homeschooling. The Robinson Homeschool Program is a 12-year curriculum devised by a Christian educator. The classes are presented on CDs and dozens of books are included. Thousands of youngsters have taken the course and successfully gone on to college. The modest price is only $195. If you'd like to obtain some additional information, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. So if you love your children and want them to succeed, call 800-544-8927 and ask about the Robinson Homeschool Program.
Most men, when they reach 60 years of age, have urinary tract problems. They have to urinate frequently during the day, and they have to get up several times every night. What's the solution? Many men use a herbal product called Prostate Support. It contains saw palmetto and stinging thistle. It's available from Radio Liberty. Dr. Stan takes prostate support and recommends it. And thousands of men take prostate support every day because it relieves their urinary tract symptoms. If you would like to try prostate support, call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Once again, the telephone number for prostate support is 800-544-8927. And I suggest you call today.
This is Dr. Stan. I guess it's been Tom Reed, and Sydney's just talking about Sydney. Various alternatives as far as radio reception is concerned, but we're really out of time. Tom, thank you very much. We'll be talking to you about getting onto the other programs. I think this is so vitally important, and I hope everybody out in the listening audience is going to go to your website. That's info@acn.cc. info@acn.cc, and join us in this epic struggle for the survival of Christian civilization and the souls of men. Good night. God bless, Tom.
Thank you, Dr. Stan. My pleasure.
Bye-bye. Okay, fine. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and we do hope, of course, that many of you out there certainly will go along with Tom's suggestion and start sort of get in contact to people that you know, and basically Tom has done all the work for you. All you have to do is send to them the email or forward the email that you get from him. Put a little notation on there about how important it is that they start listening and getting the information. But because the media is controlled, and once you understand that, everything begins to make sense. We do hope, of course, many of you out there will want to get my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. We hope that many of you will want to get the Barry Goldwater's book. We have used copies of it with no apologies, where he tells you about this conspiracy out here that controls almost everything in our society, and how basically its goal, the Trilateral Commission's goal, is certainly to control the economic and political structure by first seizing control of the political government of the United States. Those are Barry Goldwater's words in 1979. That's just what they've done. They do control the reins of power in America today. And if you doubt that, you need to read David Rockefeller's memoirs. We carry that book as well, where he talks about the secret cabal that he is a member of that is working against the best interests of the United States and conspiring with others around the world to bring about a more integrated global and political structure. And as he said, if that's the charge against me, I am guilty, and I'm proud of it. I am a proud internationalist, and this is subversive. These people hate America. Their goal, of course, is to bring about, use America's military and financial might to bring about a world government. And in the process, they're going to destroy this nation. We're well on our way to destruction because they've destroyed the religious foundation of America. Because what really motivates these people is Satanism. And if you doubt that, why go to David Rockefeller's website, trilateral.org. He organized the Trilateral Commission. Look at their logo. It's three sixes bound together by an upside-down broken cross. Trilateral.org, don't take my word for it. Go there yourself. You'll see it with your own eyes and understand we're involved in a spiritual battle for the souls of men. That's why you need to read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. You need to get something, the material that we have on satanic crimes, the material we have here at Radio Liberty. We have a 4-CD set on satanic crimes. We have Constance Cumby's 4-CD set, certainly on mysticism, the New Age movement. Just call 1-800-544-8927. As for the 4-CD set of interviews with Constance Cumby, as for the DVD that she did a couple of years ago, suddenly get David Rockefeller's book, Memoirs. Get my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. Get Barry Goldwater's book with no apologies. They're there. You need to read them. And then, of course, you need to get my talk. It's a DVD. It's called Agenda 21, The Covert Plan. Agenda 21, The Covert Plan. And then you'll want to get another DVD, a talk we've given, Population Control, The Secret Agenda. Why is that important? Because they've already killed or prevented the births of several billion people, and they intend to kill off most of the people in the world today. And if you haven't actually seen my treatise on the Georgia Guidestones, you need to get it. If you haven't read my treatise on population control, the population control agenda, the population control agenda, go up on the internet, type it in, population control agenda, read it, and then hopefully join us in this epic struggle. Our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927. Please pray for Radio Liberty, our provision and our protection.
Let us all be grateful for a land so fair as we raise our voices in a solemn prayer. God bless America.
This is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for the survival of Christian civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that's going to determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views. And every week at this time, the last program of the week for us, we have William Grieg on with us. And William Grieg was formerly editor of the New American Magazine. He's a prolific writer. He certainly has written a number of books. But he also certainly writes essays, and you can get them at lewrockwell.com. You can get them on William's certainly blog site. You can get us listen to his radio programs. But every Friday at this time, you can hear William here. William, thank you very much for being with us tonight.
Dr. Stan, thank you for having me on again. It's always a pleasure to be with you.
Well, tell us what we're going to be talking about tonight.
There is a really important story developing here in Idaho that I think portends some real ugliness on the very important front of the right to armed self-defense. And this is something that is not geographically limited to this state, of course. And institutionally, I think with the developments I'm about to describe are probably going to be replicated throughout the country, where you have people who have been elected as sheriffs who don't understand their responsibilities or who have consciously rejected their responsibilities. Just by way of setting the stage here, a sheriff is, in my opinion, the most important elected official in our system because he has immediate responsibility for protecting the property and the liberties of the people who are in the county that he represents. He's supposed to be in a position to defend them not only against the predations of private criminals, that is to say people who are outside the law and who are acting as individuals in that capacity, but also he's supposed to protect them from the aggressive interests or the aggressive actions of people in the general or federal government. The sheriff is the highest elected law enforcement official in the country. That's a very important thing to recognize. In our federal system, the power derives from the people and from the state that where the people live. And in the state system, the county, of course, is the most important administrative level. So the sheriff really has a very important constitutional role, something that transcends the Constitution. The sheriff is a common law office. It goes back into the tenebrous mists of Anglo-Saxon history. And you really cannot overstate the importance of the sheriff as that official who's immediately responsible for the protection of life, liberty, and property. And so in recent years, as the federal government has moved ominously in the direction of civilian population. There have been dozens of sheriffs across the country who have pledged to interpose against new federal gun regulations, whether they're confiscatory or whether they're simply imposing onerous burdens on innocent people who want to exercise the right of armed self-defense. You have some interesting developments in the state of Colorado, for instance, where most of the county sheriffs in that state are opposed to state legislation that would be moving in the direction through regulation of constricting the right to keep and bear arms. Here in the state of Idaho, we have 44 counties. That means we have 44 elected sheriffs. And all but one or two of them have promised that in the event that the federal government, through executive order or legislation, seeks to disarm the population, they will not collaborate in the enforcement of new federal anti-gun measures. The Idaho Sheriff's Association supports that by majority vote. Unfortunately, the president of the Idaho Sheriff's Association, Ada County Sheriff Gary Rainey, does not support interposition against gun confiscation. He supports whatever the federal government dictates with respect to firearms. And that's something that I think we need to discuss in detail tonight, because I think this is a case study for things that we're going to see across the country as the gun grabbers gather momentum.
Well, I think it's important that we make sure that our sheriff understands what the Constitution is about, and that there really are people out there who want a dictatorship, and the first thing that they want is to disarm the population.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at a reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden, all heirloom and all ready for you to create that special necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 808-982-7782 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 808-982-7782 right now and order seed for this year's garden. It's fast and easy. There's quick shipping, too. That's 808-982-7782.
And the winner of fallback pricing is you. The results are in from Freeze Dry Guy's You Be the Boss, Tell Us What You Want Us to Put on Sale campaign. After getting phone calls, emails, blog, and Facebook comments nominating your favorite freeze-dried foods and dehydrated foods, you the people, you the bosses have spoken. We the staff at Freeze Dry Guy have listened, as we've done since 1970. So now, one item and one entire line of food are on special sale until the end of October. The entire line of popular non-GMO and gluten-free foods are 20% off. The Family First Responders Kit, loaded with delicious freeze-dried foods like hearty beef stew, lasagna, and mouth-watering strawberries, is roughly 30% off. Go to freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com to order or call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, and make your own deal. Thank you, boss.
This is Dr. Stan, and Cindy William is pointing out that there is one sheriff there in Idaho, most of the sheriffs there, certainly, are all in favor of limiting the power of the federal government. But the gentleman who is in charge of the Sheriff's Association in Idaho says that, no, whatever the government wants to do, they can, because of the, what is it, the supremacy clause he refers to. But basically, you have to understand, ladies and gentlemen, that the supremacy, the power, the police power of the federal government is only in the District of Columbia. It is not across the country. And basically, the things that the federal government can do are limited. They're limited by the 10th Amendment, very, very specifically, and the power is not specifically given by the Constitution to Congress, or to be limited to the states and to the people. And there are only 18 things the federal government can do. And most of what the federal government is doing today is unconstitutional. It is being done because there's a small cabal, a small little secret group that wants a dictatorship in America. It's a subversive group. Unfortunately, they hold the reins of power. Most people have never been to their website, trilateral.org, or looked at their logo. Three sixes, joined together by an upside-down broken cross. Oh, shucks, I wonder why they could possibly have put that logo. But basically, of course, certainly this local sheriff there in Idaho suddenly thinks that the federal government should have whatever, it could do whatever it wants to, and he will support them because of the supremacy clause. And he may very well just not understand. I've known a lot of good people who actually have gone right along with all the government policies because that's the way they were trained. That's the way they were schooled. And they honestly believed this until suddenly something happened when they saw suddenly the ruthless, tyrannical side of government. And instantaneously, they converted from being dedicated liberals to being dedicated conservatives. And let's hope that we should be praying that this sheriff there in Idaho, who has such a prominent position. Fortunately, he's in a minority, and hopefully he will not be reelected, but hopefully that he will begin understanding what's going on. And the real danger of the federal government, especially since it's under the control of a subversive element today, and that is specifically the Trilateral Commission. Go right ahead, William.
I would take great comfort in the thought that Mr. Rainey, Sheriff Rainey, is merely misguided or uneducated, but I don't think that that's the case for a couple of reasons. The first of which is that he is, as I understand it, a probably 20-year veteran of the Idaho State Police, which means that he's not a neophyte. He's somebody who's well-immersed in all the legal questions that one would encounter as a law enforcement officer. The second reason why I think that we can strike ignorance from the list of possible explanations is that I'm given to understand that he has a JD, he has a Juris Doctorate, which means he studied the law, and that would mean studying some version of constitutional law. And so what I suspect is that his education in the law probably inclined him toward a position I call federal supremacism.
I think you have to understand that the average lawyer never learns the truth.
That's true.
I know so many people who've actually gone to law school, and they never studied the Constitution. They went all through, they studied all the Supreme Court decisions on the Constitution, but I know lawyers who told me that it wasn't until after they got out of law school they even read the Constitution. So this sounds like this lawyer, the sheriff, could very well be the victim of a faulty education.
Oh, I don't doubt that that's the case. I think that his education is probably infirm. But the third reason why I think that we're dealing with something other than ignorance is that he is surrounded by people in Boise, in the legislature particularly, who are very well versed in the Constitution and in all the principles that undergird the Constitution. And he has made himself the enemy of the most important people in the legislature who are trying to protect the right to keep and bear arms. And in doing so, he's used criminal means to retaliate against one legislator in particular who sponsored a bill that met the precise specifications that Sheriff Rainey had dictated in terms of how we would approach the prospect of a federal gun grab. Back in January, when Barack Obama was issuing executive orders to try to expand federal control over firearms ownership, there was a measure, HB 219, that was sponsored by a member of the legislature by the name of Gary Patterson. Mr. Patterson is a representative of that element of the Tea Party movement that's constitutionalist, not partisan, this particular element of the Tea Party movement. He's a constitutionalist in his outlook. And consulting with the Idaho Sheriff's Association and with the Fraternal Order of Police, he devised a bill that would make it a misdemeanor for a law enforcement officer in the state of Idaho to collaborate in any federal effort to enforce new and facially unconstitutional restrictions on firearms ownership or to carry out gun confiscation. That wouldn't mean that they would have to oppose actively the enforcement of these measures by federal officers within the state of Idaho. It means they couldn't take part in the enforcement of these measures. And one of the things that was explained to me by the people who collaborated in authoring this piece of legislation is that many police and sheriff's deputies in Idaho said that they were concerned that in the event the federal government enacts some kind of onerous restrictions on firearms ownership or went about simply trying to confiscate firearms, that their neighbors would turn against them because they would be legally required to take part in the enforcement of these new federal measures. And so what they wanted was a piece of legislation that would give them legal cover. They could tell the agents, the ATF or the FBI or whatever agency would be involved in the gun grab, we simply can't take part in this because this would be against the laws of the state of Idaho. We're sworn to uphold the laws of the state of Idaho, and this provision, HB 219, says that we cannot take part in this or else we're guilty of a misdemeanor. So if you want to do it, you're going to have to do it yourself. That was the entire import of this bill. The Idaho Sheriff's Association, probably 42 out of the 44 sheriffs, endorsed this legislation. The Fraternal Order of Police endorsed this legislation. It passed the House with practically no opposition at all, but it got bottled up in the Senate because Sheriff Rainey, and the as the president of the ISA, and his chief lobbyist and his executive director of the ISA were covertly lobbying to thwart the bill. Now, why was he doing this? First of all, because of his outlook, which is best described as federal supremacism. Back in January, I think it was the 25th, he wrote an op-ed column for the Idaho Statesman newspaper in which he said in so many words that because of the supremacy clause, he would be required to enforce whatever new measures the federal government saw fit to impose on the population of Idaho with respect to firearms ownership. So he was already on record saying that if they ordain a gun grab, he'll take part in it, in spite of the fact that in another interview, he said that the federal government would have to use its own personnel to carry out this gun grab if the gun grab were to take place. So in his interviews, he was saying basically that the provisions in HB 219 would be suitable because all that said is you can't take part in it. If the feds want to grab the guns, they're going to have to grab the guns themselves. But behind the scenes, he was working to defeat a measure that met his publicly attested position. The other reason why he was opposed to HB 219 was because, as he said to several members of the state legislature, and as one of his allies had actually said in print and public, he was concerned about the possibility that any type of legislative action that was seen as defying potential federal restrictions on firearms would imperil the practice of civil asset forfeiture. And his sheriff's office, like most sheriff's offices in this state and elsewhere, is heavily dependent upon the revenue and other resources that it gets through civil asset forfeiture. I need to explain what that is very briefly for those in your audience who might not be familiar with the concept. Criminal asset forfeiture is a process through which, after somebody is convicted of a crime, his assets are seized by the prosecution, by the government, and used to pay the cost of prosecuting him or hopefully, although very rarely, to make recompense to the victims of his crime. Of course, most of the offenses that are prosecuted as if they were crimes don't have an actual victim. But if, for instance, you were involved in defrauding somebody, and once you're convicted of criminal fraud, then your assets are seized, and they're liable to be given out, at least to some extent, as compensation to the victims of your crime. That's criminal asset forfeiture. That's part of the punishment that's imposed upon somebody once due process has been satisfied and that person has been convicted of crime. Civil asset forfeiture is an entirely different process. What happens in civil asset forfeiture is that the government seizes property or money, quite frequently cash, but also houses and cars, boats, anything of value, and then it holds it in stasis while it files a lawsuit against the property. This is a really bizarre legal principle that is known as the Latin phrase in rem, against the thing. So to give you a perfectly typical representative example of how this works, if you're driving a late model vehicle on certain stretches of road in places like Tennessee or Iowa or elsewhere, and you're stopped by a cop for a traffic violation. You're speeding. You're not maintaining your lane. You have a cracked windshield. Anything that the police officer can contrive. And he asks if he can search your car, and he locates a bundle of cash in your car. The property, that cash, will be seized. And it'll be held on suspicion of involvement in drug trafficking, because according to many recent federal and state legal judicial decisions, the possession of a large amount of cash is considered probable cause, or at least reasonable suspicion, but usually probable cause for involvement in drug trafficking. They don't have to prove that you did anything wrong. All they have to prove is that you were in possession of a large amount of cash. They'll seize it, and then they will file a civil action against the money that they seized. And if you take a look at your civil cases that have been filed here in asset forfeiture cases, they'll have names like United States of America versus $150,000 U.S. currency. And so it's taken out of the hands of the property owner, and prosecutor holds that the civil action is filed, and that you as the property owner have to prove that the money was not derived from narcotics proceeds. It's a hugely lucrative racket. It's highway robbery. And it's something that Sheriff Rainey is trying to protect here, and he's willing to imperil the rights of law-abiding gun owners in the state of Idaho in order to protect the asset forfeiture program.
Well, I think that is just totally inappropriate. I think that asset forfeiture is wrong. I think that here's the purpose of our, certainly of our police and our sheriffs, is to protect the people, not to try to raise funds from, to punish people who might be involved in the drug trade. And basically, the largest proponent of the drug trade in the United States today is the CIA. Our troops are over in Afghanistan, guarding the poppy fields.
Cancer was a rare disease 100 years ago, but that isn't true today. A recent study reveals 38% of American women and over 42% of American men either have or will develop cancer during their lifetime, and many will die from that disease. Why has the incidence of cancer increased? Well, most people eat processed food. And processed food contains toxic substances, and the vitamin, mineral, and antioxidant content of processed foods is altered during preparation. What can you do? Most diets are deficient in magnesium, iodine, vitamin C, vitamin D3, antioxidants, and other essential nutrients. So Radio Liberty offers the supplements you need to maintain your health. If you'd like a list of our products or a catalog, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. And our website is radioliberty.com.
Americans love pills. America's 40 million seniors will have consumed 1.6 trillion pills during their lifetime, not counting vitamin pills. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Americans are living longer an additional 18 years after they reach age 65. How will senior Americans spend that time? You've got it. Taking more and more pills to treat more and more disease. We need a better approach. How about a pill that promotes health rather than treats disease? That's where a pill I formulated comes in. It's called Longevinix, and it's a well-tested combination of herbs and vitamins proven to trigger genes activated by a limited-calorie diet, even mimicking physical exercise. Longevinix promotes healthy vision, heart pumping, immune response, blood clotting, and even mood. Call 1-866-405-4000 to order today. Healthy Aging Longevinix. Get started before you grow old. Call now 1-866-405-4000.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Do you enjoy cooking? Would you like to learn the culinary secret that Barbara uses to enhance the flavor of Dr. Stan's food? Who's Barbara? She's Dr. Stan's wife. And what's her secret? She uses the delicious spices produced by Old Westport Spice and Trading Company. After using and enjoying their products for almost 20 years, Dr. Stan and Barbara decided they should offer their favorites to you. If you would like to please your family and enhance the flavor of your food, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. I suggest you call today. Once again, the telephone number is 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927.
Hold that thought. Well, this is Dr. Stan. What I'm just talking about certainly asset forfeiture and other techniques that are being used against innocent people. Now, of course, the justification is, look, certainly people have large sums of money. They have suspicious activity. They're probably certainly involved in the drug trade, but we can't prove it. So we're going to take their money and certainly, and we'll keep it. We'll just stash it away under asset forfeiture, and then they can just try, and they may have to spend years trying to get it back, or they won't be able to get a lawyer, or we'll be able to keep it. But this is how we're going to punish these people who may be involved in the drug trade. Well, ladies and gentlemen, if you're involved in the drug trade, I certainly have no sympathy for you. Of course, as I pointed out, certainly the largest drug trader in the entire world is the CIA. And if you doubt that, go up onto your search engine and type in CIA involved in drug trade. You'll find it. So on one side, the government's fighting the drug industry. On the other side, why the government is the drug industry. It is the largest purveyor of drugs in the entire world today. And we're talking about the American CIA. But then, of course, they take some little guy driving down the road. Maybe he has a wad of cash with him because, of course, he doesn't believe in banks. Maybe he wants to have that money for his own personal reasons. He feels safer having money rather than having a deposit in the banks because sometimes, of course, when the banks get into trouble, sometimes they just keep the money and don't give it back. And that's what's happened repeatedly over certainly in Greece and in Cyprus and other areas in Europe, and it's happened here in America. Well, anyway, of course, certainly as William is pointing out, under the guise certainly of asset forfeiture, they take this money, and then you just try and get it back. And in most instances, you'll never see your money again. And you may be just entirely innocent, and yet you are being punished because they really want your money because they want to buy new uniforms or new equipment or certainly new vehicles for the police. And it is totally dishonest. The police are there to enforce the law and not to extract money from the people. Go right ahead, William.
That's how they should conduct themselves. And unfortunately, to a large and growing extent, that's not how they conduct themselves. And one of the reasons for this is this principle of equitable sharing, which means that they seize the goods or the money and it's taken into the custody of the DEA. And then a long and very arduous and expensive legal process is imposed upon somebody who's never been charged with a crime and who is innocent as a matter of law and usually as a matter of fact. And what will happen in many instances is that rather than contesting this, the people will let it go. And if they prevail in court, and the court is rigged against them, the standard is preponderance of evidence rather than a reasonable doubt. And usually this is a judicially rendered decision rather than a jury trial. As a matter of fact, I don't think it's ever a jury trial, as a matter of fact. But what will happen is that if the innocent party prevails in court, he only gets back a portion of what was taken from him in the first place. That's how equitable sharing works. And usually the local or county-wide law enforcement agency involved in this will get between 75 and 90% of whatever it is that was seized through asset forfeiture. That's what Sheriff Gary Rainey of Ada County is defending here. And he actually told Representative Judy Boyle in the state legislature, somebody who was acting as the point person for the HB 219 bill and the other Second Amendment-related bills before the legislature, that he was concerned that if HB 219 went through, and bear in mind, once again, HB 219 did not order police or sheriffs actively to interdict federal gun control measures, but rather it would have ordered them not to participate in them, which is just a clear statement of jurisdiction. He was concerned, Sheriff Rainey was, that if this went through, the result would be that his asset forfeiture proceeds would be imperiled. He said, right now we get to keep just about everything if we can prove that there's a nexus to drug smuggling or the nexus to the narcotics industry. And quite frankly, if you have a large quantity of cash they don't have to prove this. They simply have to assert it. All they have to do is assert that there's some kind of a connection. That they don't have to prove that in a court of law. They just have to make the assertion that they have to impute this to an item of property or to a quantity of money. And in the course of the civil procedure, the burden of proof is on the innocent party who's never charged with a crime. And what Judy Boyle told me was, well, I don't think he's stating the law exactly right, because they get to keep a lot of it, but they don't keep getting all of it. Besides that, I don't think that asset forfeiture would be affected by HB 219, but that was the concern that Sheriff Rainey was expressing. And so he and his associates were involved in lobbying against this measure on Capitol Hill in Boise, and they were doing so without disclosing their lobbying activities, which is a violation of the Lobbyist Disclosure Act. And they were probably doing so with taxpayer funds, which is forbidden because the ISA is not an agency of the government. It's a private association. And so when two members of the legislature started to inquire into this, Sheriff Rainey retaliated against one of them, the sponsor of the bill, Representative Patterson, in a way that, quite frankly, savors to me of how the Soviet Union used to treat dissidents. He started to use confidential information in private or in FBI files against Representative Patterson to destroy his reputation.
And did he succeed?
I'm afraid he has. There's a big story in that we need to go into detail.
All right, we'll be back in just a moment.
Hi, this is Joyce Riley, and most of you now know why so many people agree that Miracle 2 soap really is a miracle. Miracle 2 products are now being used by farmers and ranchers to increase their yield. Mechanics and machinists use it in their shops. Chiropractors and physicians are using Miracle 2, and the uses are simply too numerous to mention. Dr. Stan and the folks at Radio Liberty knew right away that the listeners would benefit tremendously by using Miracle 2 products. You can enjoy the benefits of Miracle 2 and help Radio Liberty continue to broadcast Dr. Stan's message by calling 800-544-8927 to order your Miracle 2 today. After you've tried Miracle 2 around the house, you'll probably do just what so many others have done. Get rid of all those toxic cleaners and chemicals under your sink. Call Radio Liberty and order your Miracle 2 today. 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927. Dr. Stan Monteith and so many listeners know that Miracle 2 soap isn't just soap. It's a miracle.
For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at a reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden, all heirloom and all ready for you to create that special necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 808-982-7782 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 808-982-7782 right now and order seed for this year's garden. It's fast and easy. There's quick shipping, too. That's 808-982-7782. Cancer was a rare disease 100 years ago, but that isn't true today. A recent study reveals 38% of American women and over 42% of American men either have or will develop cancer during their lifetime, and many will die from that disease. Why has the incidence of cancer increased? Well, most people eat processed food. And processed food contains toxic substances, and the vitamin, mineral, and antioxidant content of processed foods is altered during preparation. What can you do? Most diets are deficient in magnesium, iodine, vitamin C, vitamin D3, antioxidants, and other essential nutrients. So Radio Liberty offers the supplements you need to maintain your health. If you'd like a list of our products or a catalog, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. And our website is radioliberty.com.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and certainly William is certainly telling us about the sheriff of the legislature, a legislator in Idaho had actually written to the sheriff and asked for a rundown on the funds that had been used for lobbying the legislature to find out if any private funds had been used by this private organization, and any public funds had been used by this private organization to lobbying against this legislation. That would certainly have said simply that sheriffs and police officers would not be involved if the federal government was going to try to confiscate weapons. Well, he sent this letter one day. The following day, he gets a letter from the sheriff saying that his permit to carry a concealed weapon had been withdrawn because 40 years earlier, why he had had some sort of a charge against him. Go right ahead. What was the background of the charge?
He was a 21-year-old who, like many 21-year-olds, was not an exemplar of disciplined and correct behavior, but he was accused of threatening and forcing himself upon a 46-year-old woman. And his story has merit from what I've been able to learn about the case, is that whatever happened between the two of them, it was consensual, but she demanded money from him. And he didn't give her money, and after he refused to give her money, she went to the police and claimed that she had been raped. So he was arrested and put in jail and in pretrial detention while he was awaiting arraignment and awaiting the possibility of trial. He was beaten on at least two occasions very severely to the point where he had to be taken into the medical ward for his own safety, and he was constantly under the threat of rape. And after spending about a week in this condition, he was talking with his attorney, and he said, "I'm afraid that I'm going to die in here. I don't know if I'm going to make bail. I don't think that if I stay here much longer, I'm going to survive." He said, "Well, what you can do is you can take a plea to a lesser charge of assault with attempt to rape and ask for a withheld judgment and be put on parole or put on probation rather for a brief term. And at the end of the probation, once you've completed probation, then you will have that essentially expunged from your record. Once you've completed the term of probation, the withheld judgment is vacated, and as a matter of law, this whole case never happened." And so he accepted this plea on those terms, primarily out of fear for his life and also because he was told that if he took this, that eventually this charge would disappear from his record. That happened in 1974. 2 years later, he was granted a termination of probation, which is a very unusual thing given the nature of the judge who granted withheld judgment. That was something that this judge very rarely did. His name was Harry Lee Coe. He was known as Hangin' Harry because he was either admired or notorious for the severity of the sentencing. He's not the sort of a person who would let a 21-year-old rapist go free or grant leniency to a 21-year-old rapist. He did not consider the case to have merit, but because of the plea arrangement, he granted probation, and then 2 years later is what he described as a birthday present, because this was done on the 21st of July of that year. He terminated the parole in the interest of justice, as it says in the document, which I have here on my desk, actually. And so, as a matter of law, once the withheld judgment was satisfied, it disappeared from his record. He was not a felon. He was not somebody who had a conviction on his on a record. As a matter of law, this was a legal nullity. Matter of fact, what it says in both Idaho law and in Florida law, a withheld judgment, I'm paraphrasing now from Florida law, a withheld judgment means that the court declines to convict or adjudicate guilty the defendant. If the defendant successfully completes his probation, he is not a convicted person. And the Attorney General's Office of the State of Idaho says that a withheld judgment, I'm quoting now, is not a conviction under Idaho law. If a person receives a withheld judgment for a felony, he may still obtain a license, that is to say, a concealed carry license, because no Idaho or federal law disqualifies him from owning a firearm. What this means in the case of Mark Patterson is that not only was he not a convicted felon under any law of which the sheriff in Ada County could take notice, but he was not required to disclose that withheld judgment. That's something that's very clearly a point that's very clearly made in both Idaho law and general law. if you have a withheld conviction, or withheld judgment, rather, under Florida law, what Florida law says is that the charge never existed as a matter of law, and you have no legal duty to disclose it. According to the Florida Bar Association, an individual had the benefit of withhold of conviction could traditionally deny having a conviction even when subject to deposition or when testifying in court. So in 2007, when Patterson applied for his concealed weapons license, he did not report his withheld judgment because he was not subject to an active withheld judgment. If he were somebody who had an active withheld judgment here in the state of Idaho, he probably would have had to disclose that. As a matter of fact, I'm certain he would have had to disclose that in his concealed weapons license application. If in 2007 he was serving probation because of a withheld judgment for a felony, he would have had to disclose that. He probably wouldn't have gotten a CWL. But this at the time was a 33-year-old case that had been dismissed after 2 years. It had been expunged from his record. He had no reason to disclose this because he had been told by his attorney and by the judge that, as a matter of law, it no longer existed. So he didn't make that disclosure. But a review of the NCIC would have turned up this withheld judgment. That's something that Sheriff Rainey would have known about in 2007. He certainly would have known about it in 2012 when Patterson renewed his application for a CWL. And Sheriff Rainey has admitted that he was aware of this withheld judgment, but he didn't make an issue of it until May 22nd of this year, a day after Patterson sent him a letter demanding information about potentially illegal funding, taxpayer funding, of this illegal lobbying effort by Sheriff Rainey's office on behalf of the Idaho Sheriff's Association against the gun rights protection bill that Patterson had sponsored. And so what happened is that after May 22nd, Sheriff Rainey announced that they would have a hearing to decide whether or not to revoke, to make permanent the revocation of the CWL. And that hearing was held in August. And in the interim, an associate of Representative Patterson, a friend of mine, as a matter of fact, by the name of Judy Boyle, who is the point person, once again, for the Second Amendment-related bills here in the state legislature in Idaho, put in a request with the Attorney General's office for a clarification about the law regarding the lobbying efforts by Sheriff Rainey against the gun rights bill that Patterson had sponsored, and also about the issue of whether somebody has to make a disclosure of a withheld judgment as part of the concealed weapons license review. And this was made not specifically on behalf of Representative Patterson, but also on behalf of a couple of other people who were in similar situations. They wanted to know what the terms of the law were. So Representative Boyle filed that request for information with the Attorney General's office. And the information she got back suggests that it's a good idea to disclose the withheld judgment, but it's not something that's mandatory. Because, once again, as a matter of law, this is a nullity. It doesn't exist. So the hearing was held in August, and he was told, Mr. Patterson, that he would have his answer within a week. It would have been September 6th. He didn't find out until the end of October. It was about a two-month interval between the end of the hearing and when the revocation was made for permanent. In that two-month interval, all the material that was supposed to be kept confidential as a matter of law, none of the stuff that was reviewed in the review process can legally be disclosed to the public. That information was made available to a reporter from the Idaho Statesman who is an embittered liberal opponent of the Tea Party, a man by the name of David Popke. And David Popke approached Patterson the same day that Patterson received a letter from Sheriff Rainey saying that the revocation had been approved and that it was made permanent. He received a phone call from this reporter saying, we need to discuss a criminal matter from your past. And when Popke met with Patterson and Patterson's attorney, he had the entire dossier that could only have been obtained from the National Criminal Information Center review, the confidential information that is sealed as a matter of law, to which Sheriff Rainey alone would have had access. And then about a week ago, the Idaho Statesman did a front page, huge splash headline, a multi-jump cut story, hit piece, describing Mr. Patterson as somebody who was most likely a rapist and a felon who had lied on his CWL application.
Can't he sue the paper for putting that out?
I'm hoping that he can.
I hope he will. I hope he will. I hope he will sue the sheriff as well.
Yeah.
And basically, they put this man on the stand and say, "Where'd you get the information?" And or put the sheriff on the stand and say, "Did you give that information? Did you violate the law? Were you playing politics?" This man is unfit to hold certainly office.
Yeah. Oh, very much so. And what's going to happen with David Popke, most likely, is that he's going to take refuge behind the Idaho Shield Law and say, "I won't disclose my sources." I would be sympathetic with him up to that point, but the only place he could have gotten that was from Sheriff Rainey.
Oh, but can you put the sheriff on the stand?
You have to take it right to the sheriff.
You have to take it right to the sheriff, and you ask him, and you put him on the stand.
Yeah.
And if he denies it or if he lies, why, he's in real trouble.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. And he's already been caught in a lie, because what he has said is that supposedly this information turned up in what he called a routine public record search. And that's a lie. We can demonstrate that's a lie, because back in 2012, during the election campaign that Patterson ran, the Idaho Statesman and the Associated Press office here in Boise did a comprehensive public record search on his background, to the point where they turned up an obscure case from Arizona, I think Tucson, Arizona, 1990, involving a charge of disorderly conduct that was dismissed because Patterson was in his house when a raucous party was going on. This is the time when he'd gone back to college to study, I think it was accounting, and there was a complaint, a noise complaint, and people were arrested in his home, and there was a charge of disorderly conduct filed against him because his name was on the lease, and he wasn't there. He was able to demonstrate that he was actually in another town where the party was going on. That was dismissed, but that turned up in the public record search. All kinds of material turned up. They went over this, of course, with the dragnet. They exhumed all kinds of things. But they didn't find any of the information about the withheld judgment, because that's not part of the public record. Because once the withheld judgment and the probation were satisfied, it was taken off of his record. That's the whole point of this. Having a withheld judgment is that it is expunged, which means it's no longer publicly available. But the FBI has access to it. And so it turned up in the NCIC database. The only place where that could have come from then and entered the public realm was from Sheriff Rainey, who alone with his staff had access to that information by way of a background check with the Idaho State Police. It's either Sheriff Rainey or somebody in his office. Sheriff Rainey would have to take responsibility for that, or somebody in the Idaho State Police who was cooperating with Sheriff Rainey in the background checks in 2007 and 2012. And the other part of the story that's really important is that Sheriff Rainey admitted that he was aware of that withheld judgment before this became a matter of public concern. So he's admitted that he was either negligent in 2007 and 2012 when he granted the concealed weapons license, which is something that, once again, Idaho law permits and mandates in this condition, in this case, rather, or he's lying now about this propitiously timed discovery that allowed him to slap down a legislator who had caused him trouble. And once again, the letter announcing the revocation of Representative Patterson's concealed weapons license was issued the day after Patterson started asking about irregularities and potential illegalities involving taxpayer funds by the Idaho Sheriff's Association, that is to say the president of the Idaho Sheriff's Association, lobbying against this gun rights bill. But the story doesn't end there. About a week ago, Sheriff Rainey filed an ethics complaint, an ethics protest, a request for an ethics investigation against not only Patterson, but against Judy Boyle. Now, what did Judy Boyle do? She asked a couple of legal questions of the Attorney General regarding the CWL law and regarding withheld judgments and other issues of that kind. What Sheriff Rainey is saying is that Judy Boyle asked those questions on behalf of Representative Patterson, which meant that Representative Patterson was using her to conduct this legal research for his own benefit while his CWL was being reviewed. Even if that were true, that's neither illegal nor unethical. But Sheriff Rainey now has accused Patterson and Judy Boyle of committing theft by deception or theft by diversion.
I certainly hope that they will bring charges against the sheriff, and the sheriff is not above the law.
No, he can't be above the law.
Basically, we're going to have to interrupt you at this point, because I want you to tell our listeners how they can get in touch with you, how they can get to your website, how they can listen to your radio programs, and certainly how they can read the material that you've written, and, of course, how they can get to your PayPal button and help you certainly maintain your ministry. Go ahead.
Thank you, Dr. Stan. my chief outlet is the Pro Libertate blog, freedominourtime.blogspot.com. freedominourtime.blogspot.com. Go to Google or some of the search engines, type in William N. Grigg and perhaps Pro Libertate, and the first result should be the Pro Libertate blog. Just type in my name, William N. Grigg. Pro Libertate should be the first return. The current essay at the top of the page is entitled Gary Rainey, Rogue Sheriff, Federal Supremacist, and it outlines the story I've been telling this evening. I would urge your listeners to get this story and circulate it as widely as possible on Second Amendment-related websites, in chat rooms, through social media. Please get this story out there. This is a hugely important story. There is a PayPal button at the bottom of every essay, at the bottom of this essay and every other essay I publish on the blog. I'm also published quite frequently at lewrockwell.com, lewrockwell.com. And he, of course, is the president of the Ludwig von Mises Institute in Alabama. My radio program is called Freedom Zealot Radio, and it's broadcast every Saturday night on the Liberty News Radio Network, which you can find at libertyroundtable.com, libertyroundtable.com. And if you go to that webpage, libertyroundtable.com, look in the upper right-hand quadrant of the page. There's a Listen Live Now button. I come on at 8 o'clock Mountain Time every Saturday night at 7 o'clock Pacific or 9 o'clock Central. 8 o'clock Mountain Time, libertyroundtable.com for the Freedom Zealot Radio program. This week's program is about this case and some of the other details that I didn't have time to go into on the program this evening. I'm on Facebook and Twitter. Twitter at Blarney Concarney is my Twitter handle. It's sort of obscure. I chose that for a reason. And then also on YouTube, there is the Freedom Zealot channel, where I post videos from time to time and documentaries, also some of the commentaries that I've done on radio and elsewhere. So it all is centered once again in freedominourtime.blogspot.com, the Pro Libertate blog, that's where my PayPal button is located. We are deeply appreciative, myself and my family, for the generosity of you, Dr. Stan, and so many of your listeners. It's been a real blessing.
And basically, of course, I want to mention that William writes my monthly newsletter. I said at this point in life, why I just as soon have him do it. He does a wonderful job. So if you join the Radio Liberty family of supporters, why, of course, you can certainly read his newsletters, or simply you can go up on our website, radioliberty.com, and actually you'll find it there. We post them a month or so after they're sent out to our listeners. And our supporters. So we certainly appreciate everything William does. Certainly one of the most outstanding commentators on what's going on, and a man I'm very, very pleased to call a friend. Our guest this evening is William Grigg, and of course, certainly go to his website, get his material, read it. You'll find him again at lewrockwell.com. We'll be back in just a moment to wrap up tonight's program here at Radio Liberty.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Have you noticed that America is changing? Our nation is changing because public education is systematically destroying our faith in God and country. They have succeeded. What can you do? If you love your children, take them out of public school and consider homeschooling. The Robinson Homeschool Program is a 12-year curriculum devised by a Christian educator. The classes are presented on CDs and dozens of books are included. Thousands of youngsters have taken the course and successfully gone on to college. The modest price is only $195. If you'd like to obtain some additional information, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. So if you love your children and want them to succeed, call 800-544-8927 and ask about the Robinson Homeschool Program.
Most men, when they reach 60 years of age, have urinary tract problems. They have to urinate frequently during the day, and they have to get up several times every night. What's the solution? Many men use a herbal product called Prostate Support. It contains saw palmetto and stinging thistle. It's available from Radio Liberty. Dr. Stan takes Prostate Support and recommends it. And thousands of men take Prostate Support every day because it relieves their urinary tract symptoms. If you would like to try Prostate Support, call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Once again, the telephone number for Prostate Support is 800-544-8927. And I suggest you call today.
This is Dr. Stan, and during the break, I asked William his thoughts on the possibility of a coming war in the Middle East. Well, okay, so William has been thinking about this. He says that certainly everything seems to point in that direction. How soon? Next few months, next year, year and a half, something of that sort. But that certainly everything points to the fact that we're moving towards a war in the Middle East. Not only that, but as the economy gets worse, of course, one of the ways to get the economy going is to have a terrible and horrible bloody war. And I share William's concern. I hope you will as well. And as you pray for peace in that area, but then, of course, we also have to look at the supernatural element. What about God? What does God tell us? And God tells us there are going to be some very serious wars coming in the Middle East. It's not a matter of if, but when. So make your preparations accordingly, financially and spiritually, because I think we're moving into very, very difficult times. If you haven't read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, you need to get it. Certainly, if you haven't heard my talk on Agenda 21, the covert plan, that's Agenda 21, the covert plan, my talk on population control, the secret agenda, they're all both available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. But go up on our website, RadioLiberty.com. You'll see there several dozen talks we've given available on DVD, a number of four tape sets, and certainly my concern, or one of my major concerns, is possibility of an EMP attack, electromagnetic pulse attack. And certainly you can read about that or hear about that. Certainly we have a DVD, The Threat of an EMP Attack. We have a four CD set, interviews with Michael Maloof and Peter Pry, who headed the Congressional Commission that investigated the possibility of an EMP attack for 8 years, Ambassador Henry Cooper. They're all available by calling 1-800-544-8927. That's the four CD set on the threat of an EMP attack. And then we have a DVD on the threat of an EMP attack. We carry the book A Nation Forsaken by Michael Maloof, who was 30 years with the Defense Department. A Nation Forsaken. Today, Michael Maloof is certainly a writer for WorldNet Daily, and he writes frequently on this subject, and this is a very real threat. Will it come about? I don't know, but we're just going to have to make your preparations accordingly, because remember, one nuclear weapon exploded 300 miles above the center of this country, would wipe out our grid. Congress voted unanimously, House of Representatives unanimously, in the year 2010 to remedy the situation, and somebody has blocked it, and you have to ask yourself, why? Why would somebody block efforts to protect America? For a few hundred million dollars, we could protect all of our cities. It would be very easy to cut the electronic grid, and it hasn't been done. And then, of course, we have to certainly think about the implications of what would happen, certainly, if we did not have electricity. And suddenly, everything that goes on in America, certainly Radio Liberty, would no longer exist. You wouldn't have radio. You wouldn't have communications. You would not have your cell phones and all the other wonderful things we have. Well, we would go back to the way that America was in 1850, and as incredible as it sounds, that's exactly what would happen. Now, you can actually read the Congressional Commission report in 2008. It's available on the Internet. You can purchase it from us. Oh, of course, we have to charge you for it because we print it up and we bind it. But you need to read that report. I have read it, and it is frightening. After 8 years, the scientists, or about 8 PhDs, who did this report, and you can find it on the Internet at the Congressional Commission 2008 report on the threat of an EMP attack. The threat of an EMP attack 2008. You want to read it, and then, of course, you want to pray for America. If you're in a position to help financially, we could certainly use your help. And if you'd like to join the Radio Liberty family of supporters, if you'd like to certainly get our catalog, call us at 1-800-544-8927, 1-800-544-8927. Join the Radio Liberty family of supporters and pray for Radio Liberty, our provision and our protection. Thank you.